happened on Sunday with a plane crashing near the Syrian town of Kassab on the Turkish border after it was targeted by F-16s. The Turkish prime minister praised the military for the action, saying, quote, "A Syrian plane violated our airspace. Our F-16s took off and hit this plane. Why? Because if you violate my airspace, our slap after this will be hard," end quote. So what is mainstream media missing about this story? Actually, some very important context. I'll tell you about it after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. The place where the Syrian fighter jet went down was near the town of Kassab, which is the border crossing between Syria and Turkey. Over the past few days, there has been a major offensive by al-Nusra Front, the Syrian wing of al-Qaeda in Iraq, and other Islamist groups such as Ansar al-Sham. Those groups have been fighting to take that border crossing for days. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, quote, "Fighters from the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Nusra Front and other groups have attacked a key northern Syrian crossing and forced out regime forces and national defense auxiliaries." He added that fierce fighting was still underway at the Kassab crossing, which was attacked on Friday. The Kassab region is one of the last crossings between Turkey and Syria that is still under Syrian control. The Syrians say that Turkey is supporting that action and helping al-Qaeda rebels cross from Turkey into Syria. What mainstream media once again ignores is that this action by Turkey, shooting down that Syrian fighter jet, likely wasn't to protect Turkish airspace. More than likely, it was to help assist al-Qaeda fighters who are trying to overthrow that border crossing. For stories that affect your liberty here in the U.S. and around the world, you can check me out online, BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we go into the second hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I just got done talking about police officers killing dogs because some people are afraid of animals. Well, I saw this, and this is such an over-the-top gun that I just wanted to talk about it. This is Most of you are really, this is a big game rifle, no doubt about it. Big game all the way. And, well, I hear something more pronounced than I heard in the last hour. The gun itself is, just by itself, it's made by Blazer. It's called the R8 Professional. You can get this in 375, 416 Remington Magnum. But then you can really step up if you want to go with the 458 Winchester Magnum or the 458 Lot or the 500 Jeffrey. Just to get into the gun with a steel receiver, it is $7,304. With an alloy receiver, it is $4,685. Not something you're going to see the gangbangers running around with, I'll grant you. This one has been set up sort of as a tactical rifle, even though it's a bolt gun. It has a hands-free optic because they've started using these in big game hunts. Because a lot of times you will shoot your lion or elephant, and it is a killing shot, but they are going to mosey them out before they go down. So this one has a 150 lumen T6 light made by TacStar. That comes in at $105. The sights. This gun doesn't have a scope, per se. It has an optic, but the iron sights are see-through fiber optic, skeletonized, so it doesn't obscure the lower portion of the sight picture. $80 new by England Custom Gun. The stock, which I guess comes with the gun, is a synthetic stock. It holds up better in the elements than walnut does, although it's less pretty. The optic. Aimpoint Micro H1. I have one of these on one of my rifles. They are very nice. I don't know where they paid this amount for it. They're saying it's $927. I guess somebody would take that for that if you offered it, but I think you can actually find them on the street for around $500. The trigger. Nothing special. The Blazer trigger breaks cleanly at 3 pounds. The magazine, it comes with a detachable box magazine. Many hunters have found that detachable box magazines will fall out at an inopportune time, like when they're being chased by something very big and dangerous and hungry. The Blazer magazine, however, has a dual locking system that virtually eliminates drop magazines. It also allows for blind magazine exchanges. The magazine can be loaded through the breech if necessary. The recoil. This one is in 458 Lot, which is named after the late Jack Lot. He came up with this after he was tossed by a buffalo while hunting with a .375 H&H. He decided he needed something bigger. So he decided he would design his own cartridge. So he necked up the .375 to accept .458-inch bullets. The resulting cartridge drives a 500-grain round, a 500-grain bullet at 2,300 feet per second and generates almost 3 tons of muzzle energy and is powerful enough to kill anything that might want to kill you. To give you a comparison, 10 millimeter, which is one of my favorite rounds, that's about 6 times as much muzzle energy that's dumped when it hits the hits soft tissue. If you're going to hunt big animals, this is the kind of gun you want. And I guess if you're going to hunt big animals, you better have a big bank account, too. But that's just me. Have you noticed this? There's a reverend out there who has, he's been doing this gun giveaway, this rifle giveaway. And it's interesting the response we're getting out, we're seeing out of this. Really interesting. There's a, there's a, where is it? I lost it. There's a headline out there that just tickles me simply because of the way it is. They're giving away AR-15. That's what they're doing. And the from coming from the New York Daily News, the Lord says, thou shalt not kill. But that didn't stop this guy from attending church just to win a mass murder machine. And they show an AR-15 in standard configuration. And this is how they see us, folks. This is what we are. We like our murder machines, our mass murder machines. In the paper, from Caitlin Nolan and Bill Hutchinson and their editors at the New York Daily News, an upstate gun nut went to church Sunday and walked out the winner of a high-powered assault rifle similar to the one used to slaughter 26 innocent people at Sandy Hook Elementary School. But Ron Stafford, 42, an avid hunter and single father of two from Schenectady, said he didn't see what was wrong about owning a gun or a church giving away an AR-15 rifle. I believe it's the right of the individual. I believe the church and our God-given rights and our rights to follow the Constitution go hand in hand, said Stafford, who doesn't even belong to Grace Baptist Church in his upstate Lansingburg, but made the 25-mile trek from his home for the gun drawing. I like to shoot, said the Second Amendment zealot. I believe that this shows the will of the people and what this country is all about. Stafford was so determined to win, he sat through the entire 3-hour service, a requirement demanded by the church's pastor, the Reverend James Colettis, or John, excuse me. While the overall message at Sunday service was about God and guns, Stafford refused to ponder the question of whether he could imagine Jesus packing heat. I can't answer that question, he said. I'm not Jesus. I believe in my personal thoughts and to speak to him wouldn't be very Christian of me. However, he castigated the media for demonizing gun owners and the government for trampling our Second Amendment rights. I'm having all kinds of weird things happen right here. That evens some things out a little bit. To the guys at the New York Daily News, let me simply say this. I sure am glad that you characterize every gun out there as a mass murder machine. You're the same guys that put out there that Aaron Alexis used a mass murder machine before you knew whether he even had a mass murder machine. I'm very pleased that you consider me a mass murderer in waiting, because I'm going to disappoint you on that one. And I'm glad that you think somebody likes guns and likes shooting. Like, you may like, say, golf. Or putting together model airplanes. Or whatever it is that you, in New York Daily News land, finds as a hobby or an avocation. That makes him a zealot. And guess what? There's more of us than there is of you. So I'm sure that it's just a target-rich environment. Altogether. Isn't it? I get a really robust kick out of these guys. It's interesting that every time one of these is given away, this is the rifle Adam Lonson used. To me, it is. We'll be right back on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
My friend, you're the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
seen in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks.
Check. Check. All right. I don't know what just happened. Yeah, I do. I sort of have an idea. Anyway, welcome back. Let's go to the phones. Art, off the grid. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Freddy.
Yes.
Somebody in the chat room got right on this real quick when you started talking about that one article there, and it's exactly what I was calling in about. One of the things that drives me absolutely batty is people who will try to use religion to push through some ideology or agenda or whatever. And just like with Coda in the chat room, when these gun grabbers try to use religion, like, God said thou shalt not kill. Well, I do the same thing he does. I'll use your own doctrine against you. Thou shalt not kill, that's Old Testament. Didn't Christ said he came to basically give everybody an upgrade, to make a few changes? How about Luke 22:36? Okay, Luke 22:36. He said to them, but now, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. Now, ask yourself this question, Mr. and Mrs. Gun Grabber out there, Mr. I'm better than everybody else, Mr. Self-Righteous. If Christ wanted you to buy a sword back then, what did he want you to do with it? Slice bread?
I would think not.
He wasn't telling you to buy a sword so you could carve up that Christmas ham.
No. No, he wasn't. And I just get a kick out of the way they put this stuff, though. The whole part where they call it a mass murder machine.
Yeah.
It's a weapon of mass destruction at that point.
Well, so is a shotgun. Multiple projectiles.
That's true.
Okay. But, you know, that's why, and these people that, you know, well, what would Jesus do? Well, if he lived today, he'd probably put a bullet in that fool's head. Probably what he'd do. Guy's breaking into his house, he'd probably shoot him.
Well, I don't disagree with you. Okay, I just lost all audio coming into my head. I don't disagree with you on that. I just get a kick out of these guys, especially the New York Daily News. They will jump on a gun issue anytime there's one. Even when there's not one, they'll jump on one.
Right.
So I get a tremendous kick out of that. I do. And, you know, I just simply cannot help myself on that one because of the way they put things. Mass murder machine.
Just ridiculous. I mean, mass murder machine. Let me see. Drones. Yeah. Wait a minute. See, here's where their argument fails. They want to talk about, and I don't care if they're talking about the AK, the AR, the SKS, the Mossberg 500 pump action shotgun, or the 9mm Glock, or I don't care, whatever. They want to call it a mass murder machine. Okay, they don't want anybody having mass murder machines, but yet they're going to send drones into Pakistan, invade their sovereign airspace, and blow their men, women, and children all to smithereens. Really? Really?
Okay.
They're constantly building bigger and better bombs so they can kill more people at one shot. And they're worried about mass murder machines?
Yeah, there was an article out there amongst battle rifles in the world today.
The M16 M4 platform is the weakest. We do carry it because they don't have the will to, what everybody actually should be carrying, they need to come out with some sort of a lightweight, low recoil 308.
Oh, mercy.
They need to repurpose and reimagine the M14 or something like that. And okay, that would be a battle rifle. And I'm sure they can configure it to where it's about the same size as an M16, M4. And these gun grabbers characterize these guns, these AR-15s, as if they are somehow demonically possessed to be able to cast death and destruction wherever they're present. And they just don't quite understand the true dynamic of what it means to be in combat with something to reach out and touch somebody.
Yeah, that's something else I never understood with, you know, I mean, granted, yeah, the M16, it's a nice little, it's a nice weapon. It is.
It is.
But it has some serious flaws. And, you know, there was a time when, you know, you prided yourself as a commander on, you know, the fact that if you had to send your men into harm's way to fight a battle, you made a point of making sure that they had the absolute best weaponry available. Why are they still using the M16?
Well, because they keep losing the will to put something out there against it. They've had competitions many times, but none of them for the rifle has never gone like it did in the mid 80s for the replacement pistol. So they've never come up with anything they wanted to do. I mean, there's been quite a few good rifles out there that have never passed muster for some stupid reason. I do not know why that's happening right there. Maybe I can hear
you. You know, with all this great technology, technical capabilities, and everything that we supposedly have here in America, you would think that with all the problems that the M16 has, you know, and knowing that, you know, when you send your men and women into combat, you want to give them the absolute best you can give them. We have the technology. Why is not... You know, why aren't they commissioning, I don't know, Winchester or Remington or somebody to build an equivalent, a more modern day equivalent to the M14, or maybe something equivalent to a Mossen Nagant, or maybe equivalent to an AR or an AK?
Oh, good questions, Art. I'm running out of time. They're stacking up now. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phones. Jerry in Chicago. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. You closed the last hour with talking about a rash of cop shooting dogs. And,
yes.
You know, I heard this about 6-8 months ago on another network with another host and stuff and a guest, and they were saying that the reason that the cops target the dogs is because dogs bark and alert the homeowner. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but, I mean, I've seen a few of these dog shootings by police officers, and the dog, now, if it was a Rottweiler coming at them, okay. But if it's a dog that is barely going to chew up your socks, if it decides to go full rogue on you, I don't quite get it.
Yeah, I
don't quite get it.
I heard of one about a year and a half ago where the cop was called out to a house. He went to the wrong address, and they were talking about a possible rabid dog. And the neighbors and the lady's dog was just sitting there barking because, you know, it barks at the postman, the mailman, the UPS man, the FedEx man, and the cops. Anybody in a uniform, the dog's
sometimes
gonna bark.
No reason at all.
He shot the wrong dog.
The only thing about trying to stifle the dog's barking, because it alerts the homeowner that, I've heard that. That gunshot going off also will alert the homeowner, especially if they hear their dog stop barking and yelp.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So. Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, that's all I wanted to add.
Well, I mean, have you seen some of the video where some of these dogs come up? They're not even shin high. They couldn't weigh 30 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They got out of the yard, and that was the cop's defense, is that your dog's supposed to be leashed, and the dog wasn't leashed, so I had to shoot it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you didn't happen to catch the video. It's about a three-minute YouTube video of a homeless vet living, I want to say it was like in South Dakota at some state park, and they came to chase him out of there, and he had a knife, and these guys had AR-15s.
It was in New Mexico and Albuquerque, and is this the one, James Boyd, where they shot and killed him because they detonated a flashbang, and they decided, hey, it's on now because we just popped a flashbang. Is that what you're referring to?
No, I didn't see the flashbang. They were calling this camper down. The only thing he had was that he had a little small Swiss Army knife in his hand, and from about 25 feet away, they opened up on him first with bullets. Then after he was laying on the ground bleeding, they decided to hit him with sandbags. Then they sent in the dog to go chew up his leg before they went in there and handcuffed him. And by that time, he was just about 92% dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. I all I can say about that video is I've never seen the police murder somebody on video like that before.
We got a whole bunch of heroes.
The whole thing about these police standoffs where they shoot somebody, space is everything. And being spatially aware, you don't have to be right up on somebody to get him to lay down on the ground, to drop his weapons and everything else. As long as you've got space between you and he, you can determine what your next action is going to be. Now, if you decide you're real comfortable somewhere, or if you decide you just don't have to move, then space becomes a consideration. And this guy, from the video that I've seen of him, he's picking up his backpack. He's got a bag, some sort of plastic bag in his hands, and he wants to walk down with them. And then there's a flashbang that goes off to his right. The police officer's left on a pile of rocks or something, whoever threw it, which should be, he should be charged with murder. And then that just opens him up.
Wow. Yeah, this is definitely rolling into a police state, so. Well, hey, man, thanks for taking my call. Be safe.
Yes, sir. Stay safe yourself, sir. Still waiting to hear from Jerry when he's got his concealed carry permit in Illinois. The fourth state in the United States has now signed legislation. It is now law that nullifies federal gun regulations that might come down the pike. And it also criminalizes any action by employees of the state that violate the legislation. And there's a lot of people out there that will tell you, well, this doesn't really mean that much. After all, federal law trumps state law. And right there, there's only four. I'll grant you that. But what if there's 34? What if that happens? What then? What can the feds say about that at that point? Are they going to stand up to and realize this? The federal government, I think, is probably the largest employer of anybody anywhere on the planet. And these are all, for the most part, shirts and suits. They do have the alphabet agencies that do run around with guns. Even the post office has guns. And you know, that's all fine and good. But what are they going to do against 34, 35, 36 states? Where are they going to go? Eric Pratt, Director of Communications at Gun Owners of America, said, by signing this nullification bill into law, Idaho has joined an elite class of states that are telling the feds to get lost, especially when it comes to unconstitutional gun control infringements. The feds know that they are stalled on the federal level for gun control. So the only way they can actually get what they want to have is to have your Connecticuts and your New Yorks. In Connecticut, they created 350,000 new felons, new Class D felons in Connecticut. And next month, in less than a month, the bill comes due in New York. That's when April 15th is the registration deadline. And we're going to see what Cuomo pulls out of his hat. Now you go further into what the politicians like to call flyover territory, where you have good old-fashioned Christian values and, you know, family values and, you know, just values, you know, period, et al. And they're not having any of this. 10th Amendment Center National Communications Director Mike Meharry says this is an important first step for Idaho. Getting this law passed will ensure that any new plans or executive orders that might be coming our way will not be enforced in Idaho. Then once this method is established and shown to be effective, legislators can circle back and start doing the same for federal gun control already on the books. This guy's got it. This guy gets it. Mr. Meharry does. SB 1332 is an important building block for protecting the Second Amendment in Idaho. That should be the goal. Not to only keep coming gun legislation from coming, but to go back and roll back gun legislation that is already in place. In this country right now, all of these states, Maryland, Connecticut, California, Colorado to a certain extent, all of these states, New York, Illinois, New Jersey, they all should be sued into oblivion for violating the 14th Amendment with all of these gun control schemes. But somehow or other they're not, because Obama hearts them. But this rising tide of nullification is something that they're going to publicly ignore. They'll send letters saying, well, of course, you know, you cannot violate federal law is federal law. We rule. They'll send that out. And just like in Kansas where Brownback said, okay, take your best shot, and they've done nothing. They've done nothing. I'll tell you what I would like to see. This would be funny. This would be funny. The way to hit Washington is in the wallet. That's really the way to hit Washington. And I think, I'm not sure about this. I need to find a state legislator that could explain this to me. But I'm thinking that probably what could happen is that the governor of any given state, say Kansas or Idaho, could decide, you know what, from here on out, I'm directing all employers here to no longer extract and send forward federal income tax withholding. We're drawing a moratorium on funding this unconstitutional government. That's the kind of revolution that occurs without a shot. I'd really love to see that. That would just be like, it would just be fantastic. It would be fantastic if that happened. So, you already have, let's see. Alaska and Kansas already have this, as I mentioned. Missouri is in the process of pushing the same thing. They're trying to make it veto-proof. There are things out there resembling this coming out of Florida and West Virginia and Tennessee and Arizona. So it is a tide, it's a wave that's building. It's a groundswell that's building, whichever you want to term it. It doesn't matter to me. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anywhere. Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. In the governor of New Jersey's office, in his inbox, is a piece of legislation that the Democrats have dropped in there for him. And this is going to be flummoxing for Chris Christie, because this is the magazine from 15 to 10 round bill is basically what it is. I think it also turns 22 long rifles into assault weapons. Coming from the president of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, this is a great name. They should change Diego's name of the Dos Equis commercials to this guy's name, Frank Jack Fiamingo. That's cool. He stated over 100 pro-gun rights supporters attended the Assembly Law and Public Safety Committee hearing on March 13th. Over 80 of us testified in great detail about the magazine capacity ban. We made our pleas, used our logic, used our reasoning, and they completely ignored us because they don't care. That's my part. He didn't quote that. That's not part of his quotation. It's arbitrary. It was passed by a partisan 46-31 margin, a bill that reduces the lawful maximum capacity of ammunition magazines from 15 rounds to 10. Under the auspice, or the pretense, or whatever big word you want to throw in there before it, that it takes, if they have to reload, that takes a lot of time, and then maybe we could throw a couch at him or something. Last year, this was introduced by Majority Leader Lou Greenwald, but he was unable to persuade Senate President Stephen Sweeney to move the anti-gun measure to a committee hearing or Senate vote until now. He didn't want to do that because at the point at it didn't go through last year because he was candidate for Senate Sweeney. He was up for re-election. This should be the bane of politics. When you have a politician that runs for office and says one thing and then does another one, he should be recalled right now. Recalled. I don't know if they have that in New Jersey, but he should be recalled right this instant. Promulgating further gun control, Sweeney and Greenwald entered into a deal to push this bill through the legislature and forward it to Republican Christie, Governor Christie, for signature. With both houses of the state legislature Democrat-controlled, the fix is in. Fiammingo said he personally believes Christie will veto the measure, and since the Democrats do not have enough votes in the legislature to override a governor's veto, the bill may not pass. It doesn't matter if it passes or if he vetoes it or not. Politicians in New Jersey don't trust their citizens. They don't. I'll even go further than that. The politicians in South Carolina don't trust their citizens. That's what it all boils down to. Anytime you've got, you know, I talked about this reason argument about any sort of quote unquote common sense gun control are restrictions, not punishments. They are punishments. They are punishments. In the bigger cities right now, you have the phenomena of wildings, where 200 or 300 people will swarm a place, a mall, or state fair. It's happening in Texas, I think, as far as that goes. And even being out there with full capacity magazines, I mean, if you're facing 300 people coming at you and you have the dreaded AR-15 mass murder machine and 10 magazines, you are still going to be overwhelmed against a group that size. But there's a big difference between 10 round magazines and 10 30-round magazines. A magazine capacity limit of any kind, any limit, any size, is a bad idea simply because those magazines don't in and of themselves have intent. They don't have morals. They are lifeless. They mean nothing in the grand scheme of things. And if I go somewhere with the intent of killing a bunch of people and I take a bunch of 10-round mags or fewer 30-round mags, what does it matter? When I'm up there wielding the weapon, when anybody is up there wielding the weapon, and you see them dropping a magazine and they're bringing in another magazine, isn't what they preach that you should do is to run and hide? If you're taking one set of instructions from the feds, run and hide, serpentine as you go, and at the same time they're telling you, well, with this new 10-round limit, of course, he has to change magazines every 10 rounds. You need to start angling and getting closer to him. That's a smoking hot idea. And once again, like everything else that comes up with gun control, it won't stop crime. That's the thing. It won't stop crime. Criminals don't care. The other thing about this is that in New Jersey, like in Connecticut, there are probably people, a bunch of people, that have a bunch of these 15-round magazines. And with the signature of a pin, potentially, they create a new class of felons that are eligible for prison sentences up to from 7 to 10 years in New Jersey just for owning something that before the pin was taken out was legal. Why would you? Well, you know, it's straight out of Atlas Shrugged. I listened to this one podcast called No Agenda, which is gosh, I can't remember the names of the hosts. Anyway, it's a very good podcast. And they constantly quote Atlas Shrugged. And Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, that's the host of it. Adam Curry, you may remember if you're my age from his time on MTV. They call him the Podfather because he's actually the one that came up with the concept of podcasting. And they talk about Atlas Shrugged. And in Atlas Shrugged, what they talk about, one of the things they talk about is it is never a good idea to try to win their minds and hearts. Just make them criminals by passing a law you know that they are not going to be able to follow, that they're going to defy. Guess where that's just happened? That's happened in Connecticut. Guess where that's about to be part, point and parcel of everything? New York. And in New Jersey, they're talking about the same thing. They're asking the question, Fiammingo asked the question, who's going to enforce the magazine limit and how? Are they going to send police and troopers into my house for having the 15-round magazine? Now, in New York, you know, we saw this 7-round thing. And it's been struck down by one federal judge in New York saying it's arbitrary, although nobody's going by that. And at the same time, they just found out that cops can't come to you and make you drop your magazine and then unload it to see if you got more than 7 rounds in it. So there's some settled case law for them there. How are they going to overcome this? How do they get by it? Are they going to go door to door? That's a good idea. These politicians, they do not know what they're doing to their police departments. They don't know what they're doing to their citizens. Making a police department have to, making a street cop who just wants to do the job, wants to uphold the law, he went in with some ideal of doing something, and then all of a sudden, he's forced to make an unconstitutional choice in the name of his pension. And at the same time, citizens are just thinking, yeah, it's a garden state. I love it here. Wait a minute. Is that an MRAP? What are they doing to these people? They're putting them in a position where they feel like they got nowhere to go. And that's the most dangerous position to put anybody. The most dangerous. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit. CWW, we're going to talk a little bit about... some more, because I don't really see any progress happening out there, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the militarization of the police departments. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.